Praise the Lord. Message number 98. The title of the message, The Second Coming of Christ, Part 10. The Book of Revelation, Chapter 21 and 22. Before we start, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you, Lord, that you enable us to understand your will and your word, O God. And we pray that the message will be clear to each and everyone who listen, O Lord. And I pray that you will ignite the heart of your people to live in holiness and to commit their ways fully unto you, to live their life unto you, Lord, and to commit themselves to serve you wholeheartedly. And we pray, Lord, that you will take the message and, Lord, spread it and make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word and to hear your voice. Lord, we do pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and you will reap the fruit and harvest of holiness and righteousness hundredfold in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the previous message, we reached the book of Revelation chapter 21, and we have read verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. At the time that the old heaven and the old earth, that what we are living on is the old earth, and what we see of heaven, it will be the old heavens. Oh, this heaven that we see now and the earth that we live now, all will be moved, will be destroyed. The elements of heavens will be melted by fire, and then the new earth and the new heaven will come. When the old heaven and new earth will be destroyed, and with them the last enemies, our last enemy is death, will be destroyed. According to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20 to verse 28, Christ will hand over the kingdom to God. Let's read that. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. So, in verse 23, what is written here, that Christ is the first fruit. He is the first one who resurrected from the dead. Then when he comes, those who belong to him, those who are dead in Christ, and then we who are still alive, and then the end will come. There will be a tribulation period, and those who will persevere during the those who are left behind, and they will be raptured after they approve their genuine commitment to God, as we had discussed in the previous messages. Then we spoke about the battle of Armageddon, then the millennium reign, then after that, where Satan will be released and he will lead the nation to fight against the camp of God and the people of God, And then we have read that Satan will be caught and will be thrown into the fiery lake of the burning sulfur. That is the second death. And after that, the white throne of God for judgment, where the judgment of the wicked. After all these things, and after that, Hades and death would be thrown into the eternal fire of the burning sulfur. Then Christ will hand over the kingdom to God the Father. And that's what we have read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 24. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom of God to God the Father, after he had destroyed all dominion, authority and power. Verse 25, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Verse 26, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. After death and Hades will be thrown to eternal fire, and that's where the time where the old heaven and old earth will be destroyed. This is the time that God, Christ, God the Son will hand over the kingdom. He will hand over us to God the Father. And that is the time that the new heaven and new earth will appear. For he has put everything under his feet. Now when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. So here, the sequence of heaven is very clear. After the judgment of the wicked, and after had been all the enemies of us destroyed, devil, Hades, and death, Christ will hand over the kingdom. He will hand over us to God the Father. Book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. That is the city that we are going to dwell in. And I hear a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Now here, what was instituted in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and 3, that God was living with men, the same will be happening. We will live with God together. We will see him, he will see us. There is no more sea, there is no more separation, there is no more barrier. We will live with God. As Adam and Eve, they were living with God. Verse 4, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything anew. I am making everything anew. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So here, what we had been promised, it will come true. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem, and we will live with the Lord forever. Face to face we will live with him. Verse 6, he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Verse 7, he who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Now here, to receive all that, what is going, we need to overcome. You need to overcome. You need to overcome first sin. There's no way that you live in sin. No way to live in compromises. Many they say that God is good. We are living by the grace of God. But the grace of God teaches us to say no to sin. Teach us to say no to ungodliness. Teach us to say, to have self-control. Because we need to overcome in order for us to inherit all these things. We need to overcome trial. Some people in trial, they go backward. They go into backsliding. They go into laziness. Not willingness to serve the Lord. We need to overcome trial. And we need to overcome also persecution. To inherit all these beautiful things that the Lord had prepared for us to inherit. Verse 8, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. These are the categories that they will not enter the kingdom of God. The cowardly, the liars, the unbelieving, the murderer, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters. So, living in sin is incompatible with the kingdom of God. Verse 9, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with the 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Here we will read now, or we had started to read, the description of the city that you are going to live. Wherever you live, you may have been impressed by certain buildings, big buildings, landscapes, or magnificent buildings. But what we are going to live in is it will outstand everything, the best things on this earth. And we should not miss any opportunities to be in what God had prepared for us to live. The city, it will be a brilliant. It looked like a precious jewel. It is a precious jewel. It is a clear as a crystal. The walls are very high. And we read also the dimensions of the city. It have 12 gates. In every gate written one of the tribes of the Israel that represent the Old Testament saints. On every gate there is one tribe, name of the one tribe of Israel will be mentioned. Verse 13, there were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west. Verse 14, the wall of the city had 12 foundations. The foundation are the pillars that on it the city will stand. In every huge building there are foundations, concrete, cemented with iron and with the concrete, so that the rest of the building will rest on these foundations. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The foundations here of the church, the foundation of God's servants, our foundation is the teaching of the apostles, so that we'll be placed in that city. If we are rooted and planted, if we had been devoted to the apostle teaching, if you had been devoted to the apostle teaching, to what we teach you, then you will find yourself in that place. The angel who talked with me, verse 15, had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. Now we will read the measurements. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia. 12,000 stadia equal to 2,200 kilometers. 2,200 kilometers. Just imagine the distance. It is equal the distance between United Arab Emirates to India. 2,200 kilometers in length, and as wide and high as it is long. So it is like a cubic. The length of the cubic is 2,200 kilometer. The wide of the cubic is 2,200 kilometer, and the height of the cubic is 2,200 kilometer. What a great city that God had prepared for us. And that's what Jesus say, in my Father's house are many rooms, are many mansions. In book of John chapter 14 verse 1-3, the Lord said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. And that is in book of Genesis chapter, book of Revelation chapter 21, is the place that the Lord will take us to, that we'll be with the Lord forever. Verse 17, book of Revelation 21:17. He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick, and that is equal to 65 meters. The thickness of the wall of that city is 65 meters by mass measurement, which the angel was using. Verse 18, the wall was made of jasper, crystal, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundation of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, and the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. Verse 22, I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are His temple. We don't need to have temple there, because God, God the Father, and God the Son, the Lamb of God, are our temple. They will be our temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Verse 24, the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Again here, reminding us, the code of holiness is the criteria to be in that city. Nothing impure will enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful. Book of Revelation, chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of the life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. That is here description inside the city. Verse 2, down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river, stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. God wants us to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of repentance, the fruit of a new soul, so that we will enjoy the fruit of the tree of life in His kingdom. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer would there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Here it speak about description about how it will be our life in that city. The angel said to me, verse 6, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent His angel to show His servants the things that must soon take place. Very clear from the scripture, from the book of Revelation, what is ahead of us as a church, as workers, as God's servants. What the glorious future ahead of us, and that message help us more to abide, to live according to His word in holiness, so that we can overcome now to inherit all these beautiful things. Verse 7, behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. Verse 8, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I had heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers, the prophets, and of all who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Then he told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. He told them, don't seal, don't close it, the time is near. Once the Lord went out to heaven, till now he would be coming at any time, even now, even the time as I am preaching, even at the time that you are hearing the message, he may come at any time. So what is written here, it can happen at any time, and the end will start, as it is written in this book. Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who is vile continue to be vile. Those who continue to do their own, let them, they will be punished. Let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is holy continue to be holy. Those who are obeying, let them continue to obey. They will be rewarded. We will be rewarded for the style of life we are living. Verse 12. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practice falsehood. Again, code of holiness. Wash from your sin by the blood of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, and take a decision to fully repent and follow God, then you can overcome. Then you will find a place with the Lord, with us in heaven. Live in sin, continue to live in sin, there is no way for you to make it there. Verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Invitation is open. Is open. Not yet over. As long as you hear the message, God inviting you to repent and to come to him. I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone asks anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. Don't add to the message, don't do your own, and don't delete of it. Don't edit what is written in the Bible. The code of holiness is required for us to enter the kingdom of God, to be in that place that God had prepared, the new Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. Verse 20, he who testifies to these things say, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Verse 21, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Very clear, the message from the book of Revelation. I want to read one more chapter from the book of Daniel. It will not add any detail to us more than what we have read in the book of Revelation, but just to say that there are some scripture in the Old Testament to speak also about the end times, but the very clear details is what we have read in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, it had revealed more details than any other book in the Bible about the end times. We are more blessed to have the book of Revelation. We are more blessed than the Old Testament saints. They don't have these details. In the book of Daniel chapter 12, God revealed to Daniel things about the end times. But it was not clear as we have it now in the book of Revelation. And we will just read it to see that the Old Testament also contained books and scriptures we have read in the book of Zechariah about the millennium reign. There's also in the book of Joel about the end times. Here we will read the book of Daniel chapter 12. It speaks about the end times also. We will read the whole chapter and we will also describe some of it. But I want to remind you, it does not add to us more what we have received of details. Just in case you are reading the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel, there are things he speaks about the end times. Not only in chapter 12, but also in the previous chapters, in chapter 7, also speak about the end times, but more clearly in chapter 12. Let's read. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nation until then. That is the period of tribulation. But at that time, your people, every one whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. This is here about speak about rapture, about those who will be also delivered during the period of tribulation. And then we know the battle of Armageddon, the millennium reign. And then the end will come. Multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. The resurrection of the righteous will be first, then at the end the resurrection of the wicked and their judgment. Verse 3 from the book of Daniel chapter 12. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who led many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Recommendation for those who are righteous. We will receive our inheritance. Verse 4, but you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the times of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. He told him here, close up and seal the words of this scroll. Why he told Daniel, close up and seal it, but in the book of Revelation he said, do not seal? Because at the time of Daniel, Christ didn't yet come. These prophecies of the end times, it will not be fulfilled unless Christ had come and died, buried, and rose from the dead and went to heaven. So here, as already Christ went to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, we are at the end times. 2,000 years ago, Paul wrote, the time is short. Now it's very short, it's shorter. Every moment past, the time for his coming is more short than previous minute, even shorter now for the events of the end times to start. Verse 5, then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. Verse 6, one of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled? They asked, which time these all things will be fulfilled? The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, it will be for a time, times and a half a time. When the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed. Verse 8, I hear, but I did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? So here, it was not clear for Daniel. These He was seeing the end times. He was hearing the word of the prophecies, but he can't understand because the Christ didn't yet come. Christ did not declare his word of the end times yet, as he declared it to us, to his disciples, in Matthew, as we read, in Luke, in Mark. So he's telling, I can't understand that. But now we understand. What we read in the four Gospels, in the letters of Paul, in the book of Revelation, of John, is very clear. We have no excuse. Verse 9, he replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. He told him, go your way. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. That was in the book of Revelation. Let him do vile, and let him to live in righteousness, continue to live in righteousness. But the wicked will continue to do wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. Those who are wise, they will continue to do good. Verse 11, from the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that caused desolation is set up, there will be 1290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1335 days. Yes, we read also that. These numbers in the book of Revelations. And that could be the total period, that the period of tribulation, the last call of God for human kind and the whole earth to repent. Verse 13, as for you, go your way till the end, you will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. God promised Daniel, you go sleep, there's end time. I will wake you up to receive your inheritance. What we have read in the book of Revelation chapter 21 and 22, what is await for us, our inheritance, will be together with the people of God from the creation of the world, those who follow God, till he would come, till the end times, period of tribulation, till he entered the millennium, those who would be willing to follow God, they will be with us, with the Lord, forever. Let's give thanks to God for his clear revelation to us through his word. It's very clear. We did not need to explain much. It is an open book, the book of Revelation. As we read it, with the presence of the Lord, we can grasp clearly what is ahead for us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your clear explanation. Lord, make everyone who read the book of Revelation and who hear these messages of yours will understand the code of holiness and will understand the end times in a very clear and simple way. Oh God, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and let the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church, your people, shall be fulfilled. And let be, Lord, many souls will be saved through this message. Oh Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.